This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
We do have a little bit of good news to report tonight, and it is on Congressman Steve Scalise. His condition improving from critical to serious now following last week's horrific shooting at a congressional baseball practice. Earlier today, the Alexandria police chief highlighting the courage of those men and women in blue who rushed into action.
You can't teach the kind of courage and instinct that I saw from the three officers that are over here. That comes from within. That comes when somebody pins on the badge and they decide that they want to be a public servant and a cop. You can't teach that.
But despite the calls for unity in the hours following that attack, the reaction from some has been partisan, it has been personal, and in some cases it is downright ugly. With some now blaming the victim, if you can believe it, Fox's Howard Kurtz shows us what we're talking about. Watch this.
Martha, while Steve Scalise remains hospitalized after his near-fatal shooting at a baseball practice, some liberals in the media are attacking him and his party. MSNBC host Joy Reid ripped the House Republican whip for not supporting gay marriage, backing the House repeal of Obamacare, and opposing a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Because he is in jeopardy and everyone is pulling for him, are we required in a moral sense to put that aside at the moment?
Reid also injected race and sexual orientation into the discussion, saying on Twitter, Rep. Scalise was shot by a white man with a violent background and saved by a black lesbian police officer, and yet Star Trek actor George Takei, who is gay, took a similar tack on Twitter. The officer who saved bigoted, homophobic Rep. Steve Scalise during baseball practice was a black lesbian. Such criticism brought a sharp rebuke from Reid's MSNBC colleague, Joe Scarborough. Who would even think for one second that it is appropriate to attack a man who was fighting for his life after an assassination attempt? Jesse Benn, a writer for the liberal Huffington Post, seemed almost to condone the violence, tweeting, "What's more harmful, putting millions already on the margins more at risk via draconian policies, or shooting a racist lawmaker in the hip?" Others, including journalists, also engaged in finger-pointing. Scott Pelley, as he was stepping down as the CBS anchor, insinuated that the victim and his party might be to blame.
It's time to ask whether the attack on the United States Congress yesterday was foreseeable, predictable, and to some degree self-inflicted.
Self-inflicted? While Pelley pointed to inflammatory rhetoric on both sides, he devoted the most time to the president's heated criticism of the press.
President Trump was asked whether he worried that that language would incite violence. His pause indicated it had never crossed his mind, and then he said, "No, that doesn't worry me."
What should worry all of us is any attempt at guilt by association, blaming political rhetoric, which, yes, both sides should tone down, for a man who hated Republicans bringing a rifle to a baseball diamond. And to slam a wounded lawmaker because you don't like his politics should also be way out of bounds. Martha?
Thank you very much. Howie Kurtz here with more.
Well, there it is. This is what it's come down. I mean, I can't even believe we're having this conversation, Scott. I mean, you know what Reid had to say in terms of, well, you know, does this mean just because he's laid up fighting for his life that we shouldn't talk about it? Yeah. You know, but no, all in the interest of free speech, I guess we just let it all hang out. And are you kidding me? I'm telling you. This is how unhinged we're becoming. This is what concerns me, like I said earlier, is that, you know, what next? When we're so disrespectful of just, you know, just normal things. You know, and Scott, you know, what concerns me is what are the kids learning from all this? You know, what's there going to be? You know, what kind of example are we showing to them? I think it's just so irresponsible. But the good news is
we got to see how it all plays out before we know what the end result is.
We've been here before. We know the end result. It gets crazy.
But what I'm saying is that you got to wait till it all plays out to know what story they're going to be told.
Oh, yeah, as far as that goes, that's for sure. Well, the good news is Steve Scalise, has, his condition has been elevated. He is now in serious condition, and we're happy to hear that.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour right now, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email, okay? An email, an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Justin Danhoff join us right now. He is the General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, as well as Director of the Center's Free Enterprise Project. Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. So it's nice to talk with you.
Hey, good talking to you. Bring us an update here on Alphabet, Google's parent company, loudly announces it is a company of liberals, by liberals, and for liberals. Like, we're surprised, right?
Yeah, it wasn't surprising, but, you know, one thing I wanted to really delve into, and I think this is kind of an important area that society is self-segmenting in a lot of ways, and corporate America is kind of part of that. And so specifically the tech industry takes a lot of very leftist positions. You know, they backed a lot of President Obama's agenda, and now it's almost as though, you know, Amazon, Google, Facebook, and the like have become, in some sense, the opposition party to President Trump, right? Liberals don't really have a lot of power in Congress. They certainly don't hold any power at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And in, you know, 36-some-odd state houses across the country, they also don't have power. So there is almost this new opposition party forming where, you know, the CEOs of these major companies, you know, you can throw in Apple and Salesforce, other Silicon Valley tech companies kind of see themselves as the resistance, as part of the resistance to President Trump that has really, you know, emboldened itself in the last few months. But one thing the tech industry has always, you know, touted itself as is this, you know, bastion for inclusion and diversity. And so that was an issue that I wanted to bring up at the annual shareholder meeting, to test really what that means in 2017. What does the idea of diversity actually stand for at a company like Google? So I asked what I thought was a very, very simple question. I said, when you take a look at all the actions that you've taken since President Trump was elected, as a company, you've publicly come out each time and opposed his executive orders on immigration. Well, about half of the country supports that, half of the country doesn't. So you picked one side of an issue that would offend conservatives and those who want to seek freedom in the United States. A. B, you know, you come out and you blast President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Well, most conservatives think that was a great idea. So, again, if you have any conservative or libertarian-type employees here at Google, you constantly take these public positions. They've come out against Texas's decency legislation which says that grown men and young women shouldn't share a restroom together. Google opposes that. Well, you keep opposing these actions or these decisions that go against the worldview of pretty much every conservative in the United States of America, go against their, you know, strongly held policy beliefs.
Exactly.
So where's your diversity and inclusion of viewpoints, of differing ideas? Or is this all just a groupthink mantra that exists at Google? And I've got to tell you, there's two interesting aspects of what happened at the meeting and then after the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that was that the chairman of the board, Eric Schmidt, basically, as you said in the intro, he declared that, you know, Google is, you know, it's a company of liberals, by liberals, and for liberals. He said essentially that...
So conservatives are not welcome here.
Essentially, yeah, he said, well, in not in so many words, but he said that he doesn't know anyone at all that would disagree with the company's decisions, whether inside the company, and he even took it more broadly. He said within the industry, no one would disagree with what we've done. And we believe
wow.
we've done the right thing, and we're going to continue to do the right thing. So what does that say? That says, A, Eric Schmidt lives in a bubble,
mm-hmm.
and B, to the extent that there are conservative, libertarian, or even moderate-leaning individuals that work at Google, certainly there is a hostile work environment that's been created.
I was going to say.
Whereby they can't be themselves.
No, you got to go along with groupthink, or you're not invited to the reindeer games.
Yeah, that's right. It's very clear that, you know, to the extent that any conservative exists, and we've all read stories, you know, about the closeted conservatives in Silicon Valley, and I think this gets to that point, that clearly anybody that would lean that way would never let their opinion be known, and that leads me to my second point that happened after the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I've now received six separate outreaches from Google employees thanking me, and I will never give
wow.
their names away.
Wow.
But thanking
yeah.
me for what I said. They said, you couldn't have been more right had you worked here at Google about the environment that we live in. Because we are suppressed. We are unable to speak our mind for fear of retribution. And, you know, they said, you said everything we can never say, so thank you for being an advocate for us. And I, you know, that really affirmed everything we were doing, but it brought the issue to light, because we shouldn't have a situation in America where we have blue companies and red companies. Right?
Exactly.
It should be.
Why do you want to eliminate 50% of your universe when you're a marketing company? You want everybody in there, and now in the interest, your own personal interest, you've utilized, you know, this powerful entity, Alphabet and Google, for them to basically, though they may not have formal power, they have a lot of informal power and influence. And there's no doubt that whether it's Alphabet or Google or Facebook or these tech companies, that's what they're all doing. I mean, they are rallying their troops all in this echo chamber and this you know, this tech ideology and I might say theology, because that is their god. Their god is their tech, and you know, and they're moving it along. And here you've got the rest of the minions. If they want to work and they still put food on their table, they've got to go along to, you know, get along.
That's right. And I think that we're trying to, at the Free Enterprise Project, extend this one further in our educational efforts to say, look, if this is the way the company outwardly acts and that it inwardly treats its employees, maybe as consumers, we need to be more aware and shop around that. Clearly, they also disagree with the worldview of 50% of their potential consumers, and one step further, 50% of their potential investors.
Yeah, exactly. Because what are the investors doing? They're perpetuating something they don't believe in. They're filling their coffers with good money from well-intentioned people, and they're taking it as okay. They can use that money as they want. And you know, like you said, the first thing I was concerned was about the hostile work environment. Boy, this opens the door up wide open for them, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I would encourage more folks at Google and the other tech companies to, you know, speak out in anonymous forums when and where they can, or reach out to us.
Exactly. Justin Danhoff, General Counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Justin, thank you. Good stuff. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, it's attitude. I'm telling you, a lot to do with altitude. You want to fly high? Let's make sure we check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, as they say. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Chris Burns joining us now. Chris is the host of More Than Money radio show. He's also he also does More Than Money podcast, founder, principal advisor at Investus Financial, a fee-based, planning and investment management firm headquartered in Atlanta with multiple locations and and clientele across the country. Chris, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Hey, great to have you back. I take it you had a great Father's Day. You deserved it.
You know, it was a great time. I have three children, and so it was never a dull moment. I wouldn't say it was laid back, but we had a fun day together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the fun part of having, you know, kids that are that young. I mean, they give you energy, and they don't allow you to rest much, you know, but you got to enjoy it while you can, you know.
Oh, man, it's delightful. I hope you had a great time, too. I know your children are grown, I believe. But
Yep, all grown. In fact, looking forward to seeing the ninth grandchild. I've been spending this trip. I'm on the West Coast now and spent a lot of time with family, connecting with the grandkids and everything. Just had a great time. And next month we'll be in Hawaii to see Jackson, little Jackson. He'll be celebrating his 1 year. It's just amazing. You know, he's 1 year old. And we're just so excited, Chris, because this little guy, you know, that's my daughter. I go, is he starting to crawl now? She goes, yeah, Dad, but we're concerned. He only goes backwards. And I said, well, maybe he's part lobster or something, you know. So, here about 4 weeks ago, he found first gear forward now. So I think he's up to fourth gear now. She said he's just nonstop,
not
you know.
Stop, right? He'll be everywhere. Holy cow.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about our people's money here, the things that concern them. You know, I'm looking at the stock market. Boy, we've had a great run since President Trump came into office. You know, what is the stock market telling us, and what is it not telling us?
That's a great question. Well, the market loves aspects of what Trump has preached from the outset, which was this idea of deregulation, rolling back the onerous parts of Dodd-Frank that came in, you know, after the recession in 2008, rolling back a lot of what's stopping businesses from growth. The market loves that, loves the idea of infrastructure. And are we going to spend more and even bring business back to the U.S. by cutting corporate tax rates? These are all the things that Trump and his people have been talking about. What we don't know is how much he'll be able to actually get through even this Republican-led Congress. A great example of this is healthcare, where right now we see promises for years, right, that we're going to repeal large portions of Obamacare. Well, we don't know if that's going to happen. The Senate's trying to get a vote on the floor next week. But here's a deeper question. How will the market actually respond once we see that legislation? Now, the truth is, something like healthcare, Wall Street actually liked Obamacare. You know, the healthcare sector, healthcare stocks were up 30% higher than the S&P 500 since 2011, since Obamacare came in. So Wall Street might actually have a bad response to a change, regardless of politics. So even as we see, hey, this is what the market is saying, you might really believe in something politically that the market doesn't like, and that's okay.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting, you know, with healthcare, even that sector, you know, that there isn't more dire indices right now only because of the unwinding of Obamacare. I mean, really, Congress, you know, is still working on it. I mean, we've got the crash carts running down the hallway and the paddles out, and we're trying to defibrillate this doggone thing. But,
you would think,
yeah, exactly. And you would think that that would be reflected in the healthcare, you know, sectors as well.
Yeah, it's been a really strange time in healthcare because actually tomorrow is the last day that insurance companies have to declare if they're going to offer Affordable Care Act, Obamacare in certain areas. And we already see a few areas across the country where there is no option. So it's almost as if health insurance companies are sitting and going, we think there's going to be a change and we're not willing to dig in anymore deeper into this current mindset. But the problem is, the flip side of this is that when you require everyone to purchase healthcare, there's significant profits flowing into these companies. And so even though we see this real legislative question mark of how are we going to shift here, healthcare stocks have loved getting all those premiums coming in. So when that changes, I would just say expect volatility. I mean, the whole, because there's such a question mark right now, I think all of us just have to look and go, you know what, it won't be surprising if even if positive change is made here, we see some volatility in the market responding.
Well, Jay, I keep hoping for something positive to happen. I'm not seeing a magic bullet here, Chris, frankly. And I think part of it is that I don't believe the politicians
really are looking, you know, the bigger discussion about healthcare is, it comes down to, is it a right or is it, you know, is it a privilege or, you know, is it a right? And if it's a right, then that opens the door. You know, a good percentage of the country believes it's a right. And right. And probably the same amount says no, but it's not a right. It's an opportunity for you to exercise, but it's nothing that everybody, because once you start going, I mean, it was really funny because we had a conversation the other night with some good liberal friends of mine, and they were talking about it being a right. And I said, well, if it becomes a right, then it's a right for them to eat as many Twinkies as they want, destroy their health, and make you pay for it. And all of a sudden, the room got real quiet.
Insurance companies are caught up in the mix, because how is a health insurance company supposed to adequately get enough money in to care for any issue, because we all have the right, quote unquote, to health care, at any point? I mean, basically they're left sitting going, hey, we don't want to put any requirements around people. Everyone's going to have health care. But now these companies are supposed to somehow, for-profit companies, fund this. Right? Yeah. That is, in the end, how can we have a free market system that says we're able to make our own choices, but then force companies to try and find a way to fund even the folks that are the least healthy in our society? Not that we didn't have issues prior to this with the reality of folks going to emergency rooms, and we have to cover that somehow. So there's deep questions across the board, but I don't think we figured out the answer yet.
Well, and I think we got a round peg in a square hole, and we need to have that conversation to really get it settled in our brain. Once we do, then the answers will start to come in. I believe America is still too divided on whether it's a right or not and what that means when it's a right, because, as you know, in the free enterprise system and these insurance companies, they have a right to make money. That's what the capital market is all about in the free enterprise system. And so now you're telling them, okay, you've got to take on all these Twinkie-loving knuckleheads that have destroyed their health, and you still have to make a profit, and so who's going to pay for it? Well, it's all the healthy people are going to pay for it, because when you say it's a right, then, you know, I can be irresponsible, right?
Yeah, and who's left holding the bag in the end? The folks that never would have purchased insurance, and they're younger, and I totally understand the argument that, hey, you know, you can say I don't want insurance, but then you have a crisis, and now you go, oh, I want to get in, and that wrecks the system. I get that, and you hear that over and over and over again. But in the end, everyday folks right now have to hold the bag and pay extra to make this work for everyone else, and that's problematic. And my hope is that when, in the midst of all the debate on this, that we don't wind up with a system that leaves the ordinary middle-class American who's working their tail off already having to pay more in premiums just so that everyone can be insured. And that's not an acceptable solution.
Yeah, but that's the way they think, though. I they've got to get outside the box, and I think it starts with them getting away from this issue. Let it be done at the local level, get the federal government out of it, because they think, they always think one size fits all. And along with that, they create this bureaucracy that just adds more layers of expense instead of doing what it is that it was intended to do. And that is for us to have affordable health care that is fair for everybody across the board, if that's as much possible. Chris, one final question regarding, the Fed raising interest rates again last week. No surprise here.
Yeah, no surprise. We saw that coming. What was far more interesting than just the interest rate increase was the Fed actually made their first announcement about reducing the assets on their balance sheet. Well, what does that mean? You know, the way that the Fed kept interest rates artificially locked down for years was by pouring literally trillions of dollars into buying primarily bonds. We've got a $4.5 trillion balance sheet. Well, that's like a huge rock, and the market's kind of a small pond here. So the question is, as they begin to wind this down and drop those assets, it could really have an impact on spiking interest rates.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that, Chris. We'll have to keep an eye on it. Thank you so much. We got to wrap it up and leave it right there. Chris Burns has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question. The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, but it's up to me and you to continue to spread the good word and to share with everybody openly, you know, what a positive effect it's made on our lives and what kind of improvements and that sort of thing that the impact of said values have had on our families and how that legacy will carry forward. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to talk about you know, the fountain of youth. Can we do that? All right. And how growing old is a fact of life. However, the scientific search for extended youth and a healthier life is becoming more intense than ever. And understanding aging has become a key focus in the field of science and medicine. And we have with us a leading researcher on human longevity. I say he's the 21st century Ponce de Leon. Dr. Leonard Guarente is with us to talk about how we can improve one's health span. Dr. Guarente, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning.
I hope it's okay if I refer to you as the modern-day Ponce de Leon. I do that with all due respect. I mean, considering you are the director of MIT's Glenn Laboratory for the Science of Aging and the chief scientist of Elysium Health. So I say that tongue-in-cheek, but seriously, I appreciate your research and your efforts for this fountain of life, the fountain of youth that I think more and more Americans, you know, are pursuing these days.
Well, thank you very much.
So let's talk about, you know, BACES and how does it work, which is the backbone of this this current research.
Yeah, BACES is the first product of Elysium Health, a company we started to make available efficacious natural compounds. That's the whole idea of the company. Mm-hmm. And BACES really has a scientific history that extends back 26 years or so to work we did studying aging in simple organisms in the laboratory. And what we identified is proteins that are called sirtuins that are present in all living cells that slow down aging when they're activated.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that activates them naturally is a low-calorie diet, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Low-calorie diets make mice healthier for longer.
Mm-hmm.
So what we studied these proteins and found that they require a molecule in cells called NAD, which is really the key part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And NAD levels need to be maintained for these proteins to be active. And the problem is, as we get older, NAD levels go down. And so that's not a good thing.
Right.
So the idea behind BASIS is to boost NAD levels and to restore NAD levels to youthful levels. So what we did is, and the company is really committed to testing any compound rigorously in human trials.
Mm-hmm.
We completed our first trial last year, which was the way a drug company would do a trial, placebo-controlled, blinded, and so on, and found that BASIS, first of all, was safe as expected. But for the critical endpoint of NAD, we showed that in the BASIS group, compared to the placebo group, NAD levels went up, and they were sustained at the high level for the entire duration of the trial.
Wow. So how do you improve the NAD level? I mean, are you doing this through supplementation? Okay, go ahead.
It's a supplement, which is a natural compound. So cells make NAD.
Mm-hmm.
And what BASIS contains is one of the precursors that cells can build into NAD. And this precursor gets into cells very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you take BASIS, the NAD precursor gets into your cells and they make it into NAD, and so the NAD levels in the cells go up.
Okay, and so as the NAD levels go up, then boy, this reverses some of the aging that has taken place because of the reduction, the natural reduction of NAD as we age, right?
Well, we know that's what happens in the laboratory in animals. So again, you know, what we're committed to doing is to testing rigorously in people. So the next series of trials, now that we know that NAD goes up, the next series of trials, which will begin this year, are aimed at looking at very specific health endpoints and testing whether these health endpoints are impacted in the BASIS group compared to the placebo group.
Well, this is Bill Martinez, and Dr. Guarente, Leonard Guarente, has joined us. He's the director of MIT's Glenn Laboratory for the Science of Aging and chief scientist of Elysium Health. And we're talking about BASIS, a daily product that supports metabolic health. And they just completed their first clinical trial. And now you've got a follow-up, right, Dr. Guarente, that you're doing that you just referenced?
We've got several follow-ups, but I should say that, you know, because these products are safe, they're natural products, what Elysium does is we put all the information on our website, elysiumhealth.com, mm-hmm. and people can read it and decide for themselves what to do, and they can purchase the product. It's been available for a year and a half now on the website. I personally have been taking it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people can make their own decisions as we continue in this process of testing and testing and testing.
Uh-huh. How long does it take for people to notice a difference after taking the product?
Well, you know, this is working at the cellular level. So it's, some people report that they noticed they sleep better, they have more energy, they don't need to take naps in the afternoon anymore. But other people don't notice anything. And so everybody's different. And in order to get the health benefit of slowing down a health decline, you don't necessarily experience that as a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, you may or may not feel anything, but that doesn't mean the product is not doing something that could be measured over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. And so for you and your 3-year experience with the product, you have noticed and discerned a difference, certainly.
Well, I felt, you know, I've been fortunate to be in good health the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I have noticed some differences. But I would say that I started off feeling good and feeling healthy, and that's how I feel today.
So you're leaping tall buildings at a single bound now, huh? Just teasing. I'm just... I'm pulling your cape here just a little bit. But no, I'm excited about this, and I think we're finding that more and more people are constantly searching for the fountain of youth. I mean, you know, I mentioned Ponce de Leon, you know, that has been the process. Is how do we age gracefully, and is there a way to now in this scientific age in which we live in, where we've got so much information, if we can replace some of these things that are naturally dying off, can it enhance and allow us to age a little bit more gracefully, I think? Do you think that's more the motivation that people are responding to these days?
Yes. I mean, I think we all like being healthy so that we can continue doing what we like to do, be it work or be it tennis, whatever it is. And we want to just maintain that as long as possible. And I think that's the key thing. It's not so much, you know, your lifespan, how long you live. It's how long you stay healthy.
Exactly. So what are some of the scientific advancements that excite you the most?
Well, there's a lot going on in the aging field now. So what we've been talking about is research that leads to an understanding of how aging happens and what can be done about it medically. And, you know, we come to something like BASIS. And I think that's still a very exciting area, it's the area that, you know, I care about the most. But there are other areas. Regenerative medicine is an area people are interested in with stem cells. And
right.
Can we make stem cells turn into organs that could replace decaying organs in people? And there's studies in progress now testing stem cells, but it's going to be a long process. There are even, mechanical engineers, as you know, designing replacements for knees, hips, shoulders, joints, whatnot, that really do improve quality of life in a very significant way. So I think there are a lot of areas that are impacting on maintaining our health. And it's an exciting time right now.
How much fun for you to be involved in this kind of industry? I mean, I'm excited just to hear what you're sharing. This has just got to be fun for you to come to work every day and, you know, be able to have an opportunity to discover new things about, improving our health span versus our lifespan.
Yeah, it really is. It really is a blast.
Well, that's good. Good fun. Dr. Leonard Garrente has been with us. Where can they go for more information again, doctor?
ElysiumHealth.com.
Well, I've got to get some of your product. I'm going to check this out myself. Dr. Leonard Garrente, director of MIT's Glenn Laboratory for the Science of Aging. I'm Bill Martinez live.
In businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. 536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're standing by for Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. Hopefully we can get him on. Of course, Scott is a former Lieutenant Colonel, Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel Game Changers, spent 23 years in the Army Special Forces, career involved in foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency, and stability missions, served in the special operations for over 18 years, been a Green Beret for over 15 in combat deployments in Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Panama, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And so we're standing by for the colonel in just a moment. He will be with us. But meanwhile, let me bring you up to date as to, you know, what is going on in your world right now. We know that in Georgia, boy, I tell you, you talk about an expensive race where the Democrats are doing everything they can to upend Trump. I mean, they have thrown a ton of money into this this race there in Georgia, and the Republicans, GOP, is facing a Georgia test. Ossoff, the Trump Slayer, is the big headline question mark. Most expensive House race in history. Scott, I mean, you know, you think about all the money that they're throwing at this deal. It is absolutely incredible. I mean, I'm getting daily calls, you know, from you know, the Handle campaign, going, you know, send us more money, I would think. And you know, of course, what are they talking about? $50 million they've put out for this thing. This is incredible. So you know, they're, of course, the Democrats are really planting the flag on this. This is their you know, their line in the sand. They figure if they can win this seat, that possibly it could be a portend of things to come in in the midterms. Now, this is the seat that was left open when Tom Price went on to become the Health and Human Services Secretary for the Trump administration. And so we'll, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But meanwhile, a lot of money is being thrown at this. Georgia special election, as they're saying, is going to be an absolute nail biter all the way to the finish line. as President Trump looms large over an election that has huge stakes for both Democrats and Republicans ahead of the 2018 midterms. The Democrats have zeroed in on the suburban Atlanta district as their best chance this year to flip a House seat and are looking to John Ossoff to be the face of the anti-Trump resistance. We'll see how this plays out, but seems like a lot of momentum on the side of Democrats right now, and that seems to be the case. Now, as we mentioned earlier, we've got an armed Russian jet comes within 5 feet of a U.S. recon jet, as we were discussing earlier. You know, this is very concerning, you know, with Russia, you know, as Chris Farrell said, they're kind of joyriding here a little bit. But, you know, I think they run the risk of somebody getting a little yippy, you know, you know, what you have on the other end in terms of missiles and firepower on both sides could end up with some serious unintended consequences. But it's being reported an armed Russian fighter jet buzzed a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance aircraft in the Baltic Sea. And this according to two officials reporting to Fox News. The Russian Su-27 jet had air-to-air missiles under its wings and approached the U.S. Air Force RC-135 recon jet rapidly, coming within 5 feet of the American aircraft. I mean, it's like one of those Top Gun maneuvers. You remember, you know, from the movie? Not good. So once alongside, the Russian jet was provocative in its flight maneuvers and flying erratically, according to another official. So obviously this was a taunting gesture, and that's about where it stayed. But, you know, with rising tensions here, and of course, this on the heels of the United States shooting down a Syrian jet, which upset, you know, the Russians, but the United States was protecting, you know, our allies there on the ground, taking on ISIS, and you have a Russian jet coming in and bombing the protected territory. No bueno. I mean, and supposedly there was agreed communication channels between the Russians and the United States to keep this from, you know, from happening, to avoid this very thing. Didn't do so well. And now you've got the Russians upset about that. And then, of course, we have another report where, non-related to Russians, but you have a drone being shot down by the United States. So you have some added activity going on as the United States keeps the pressure on doing what it can to, oust ISIS and to reduce their effectiveness in those areas, particularly in Syria. Now, keep in mind, the Russian military has supported Syrian President Bashar Assad for decades and employed dozens of fighter jets and helicopter gunships to shore up the Syrian regime. This has been going on since September of 2 years ago. In February, Russian jets buzzed the U.S. Navy, as you recall, guided missile destroyer in the Black Sea, while the U.S. Army was unloading dozens of tanks, and 500 U.S. Army soldiers arrived in a port in nearby Romania. And 2 minutes later, that same destroyer, the USS Porter, fired Tomahawk cruise missiles into Syria, hitting an airbase belonging to the Russian-backed Assad regime. Tensions are on the increase here, and are we flirting with something a lot more serious than we realize? And we're not even talking about Korea wanting to be, North Korea particularly, wanting to be in the headlines and wanting a lot of attention here as they continue with their missile activity. And, of course, all this on the heels of the news that we got yesterday and the passing of Otto Warmbier. And, again, we call out to the international community and say, you need to do something right away. Let's not have meetings for meetings. You know, this needs to be rejected, needs to be called out for what it is. The North Koreans need to be put on notice in a severe sort of way for what they did to an American citizen. And, yes, keep in mind that we have other American citizens being detained right now by the Hermit Kingdom. This is a terrible portent of the situation, the increasing tensions between America and North Korea. And I know, and I could tell from the president's response, that
there could be something very serious around the corner here. And this is why I'm saying, in order to manage the increasing tensions and focus on North Korea, China needs to get involved big time. The international community needs to get involved and intervene before something really gets out of hand here. Because we got all these hot spots, as we've been talking about, and as Chris Farrell in our conversation with Chris as well, being a military intelligence officer, he sees all these hot spots, and I just think, gosh, we're just, you know, the brush is very dry, Scott. It is very dry right now, and we are open for something that could turn into an inferno, I believe, very quickly. What do you think? I think you're still trying to get a hold of Scott Mann. So
I was. What was the question?
No. I was just saying, with all these hotspots that are going, I'm saying that the timber is very dry right now, and it is ripe for an ignition of an inferno. With what's happening with Russia and America, the North Koreans, Otto Warmbier, his passing. All this stuff is just getting very dangerous.
I think the biggest problem is that it's not just on a global level. I think we can handle it. The problem is that it's not just there. It's the volatility that's here at home as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it really feels like we're starting to snowball mm-hmm. towards something that nobody really wants.
I mean, when you've got people. Speaking the way they are, I mean, we talk about, it's always interesting, because, invariably when the rhetoric gets a little heated, somebody will come up and try to be the adult in the room and say, hey, look, we need to tap it down. And no sooner do they do that, just like with President Obama, they say he's violating his own advice. And this is what the Democrats are doing. They don't want to be targeted here. Bernie Sanders doesn't want to be targeted. But I'm sorry, it's your people. I mean, the people have followed you. And somehow you need to step up, not to, not to have an argument but to see what you can do to calm people down and to put this in perspective. I mean, it's one thing to have a political debate and disagreement about what's going on, but it's something else altogether to start acting on this rhetoric. And this is the dangerous part about it, as we've discussed before, and that is that words have meaning. And it starts out with thoughts, and the thoughts that that people have been having have been rather adversarial. They've continued to grow and promoted. We look on the college campuses, and as you say, Scott, domestically, we're unhinging in a lot of areas in our culture.
Well, it all comes down to you. We have to search for the truth. You have to search for the truth. And in this search, you might have an idea or an opinion on what something is, but if you look at facts and you start dealing in facts and they point at something else and it's something that you didn't think that it would point at, mm-hmm. well, you have to accept that because that's what the facts are pointing to. And the problem is that now politics have started seeping into one of those core beliefs.
Yeah.
These are my core beliefs. These are what creates me. And when you have something that's in your core belief, it's a lot harder to convince somebody that that's not the way it is.
Well, without a doubt, and especially when you get to the point where it becomes weaponized, and that is what's going on. I mean, there is a kind of a religious ideological fervor that is taking place, and we're just not realizing.
There again, it's not hard to fight for what you have in your core that you believe.
Right.
And if it's wrong, that's where you get the problems.
Yeah, but you got to be at least considerate of the facts, to your point. This is Bill Martinez. We're live a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Reapply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
It's a no-brainer.